It's time for My Morning Mixtape on 95BFM.
Indeed it is. And our guest for this week is fellow BFMer Zach Arnold. Also plays in Seer, and he hosts the Freak the Sheep show, the New Zealand music show, on Wednesday nights. How are you doing, Zach?
Really well, thank you. How are you?
So you've chosen some tracks to play for us today, and a bit of a wide range of music that you've gone here.
Yep.
Overseas artists, all of them.
Solid Go Home. Hunter and I worked together at Flying Out, and I'd been like thinking, and they were all going to be overseas, but after Borderline was announced last week, and Solid Gold Hell was mentioned, I was like,
great band.
Got to play some Solid Gold.
Yeah, I was thinking, because we've spoken about it before, how you don't only listen to New Zealand music and all that kind of stuff. So I was expecting it to be all of these overseas artists.
But yeah, I do listen. I'm very passionate about a lot of music made here in New Zealand. But sometimes, every now and then, I get the luxury of listening to those from overseas, from offshore.
So the Solid Gold track, the Solid Gold Hell track that you've chosen, Hearse. How did you choose this one from the rest?
I think it was the in-session videos that BFM used to do. I was a camera operator on the first lot of them, and Solid Gold Hell came in. I didn't really know who they were, what was going on. It was amazing.
Mm. How long ago was this?
Oh, God. Maybe 6 years?
Yeah.
6 or 7 years ago. They were older. They were a Flying Nun band that I didn't know. Mm-hmm. They ripped. They play every now and then. As I've come to know, like, if Gary Sullivan's playing drums in a band, it's going to be good.
Mm. It's going to rip.
Yeah. And then I'm quite partial to a distorted bass tone. It's not the easiest thing to do. Lots of distortions or fuzzes are quite warm, or they're just a bit bland and it gets a bit fuzzy and it's kind of like a warm hug, but I don't like that. I like a good smack in the face.
Is this a good example of...
I'm just really like, I having seen them play a couple times now, Colleen's bass tone is really great. She uses, like, from what I know, she uses like a Boss rack equipment, which isn't like a pedal or anything. Mm. It's like a studio piece of equipment, and it's just like one thing. It's really great. It's really solid, the guitars are so sharp. The vocals are real good, and I love the way it kind of like jerks at the start as well.
Awesome. Well, let's give it a listen. Are you looking forward to seeing them at Borderline?
It was like such a strong lineup from Rowan from Wine
from the start as well. There's more to be announced, right?
More to be announced, but like to have Solid Gold Hell, to have Orchestra of Spheres, to have Polyester. I was like, yeah, I'm in.
Sorted. Done.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I'm going to leave the house.
Solid Gold Hell.
We'll be right back.
going to be a big change going into the next song that you've chosen.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this is very, it's very pastoral. It's very New Zealand. It's very 90s. And I guess maybe to some extent, this next track is informed by that sugary, mechanical, fembot kind of pop music that came out in that 90s as well.
Because this is a newer song, right?
Yeah, so we're going to play Unlock It by Charlie XCX from her Pop 2 record that came out earlier this year. You're laughing, Hunter.
I am laughing. I don't know, it's just this whole you being into like electronic pop music kind of surprised me, especially having listened to your music and like before I knew you and all that kind of stuff, and like the kind of music that I expected you to be into wasn't this like Charlie XCX and
it's so good
and
so,
like Igloo Ghosts and all that kind of stuff that you've you've shared with me.
So what I mean, I really love this kind of stuff because it's like too weird to be pop, you know, like the major pop stations
still,
in this country
still don't want to play.
Will not play this. Yeah. But then it's too pop to be weird. Like it's not going to turn up here on BFM, or it's not going to turn up on the student radio network. It's just in this middle ground that I find like really interesting. I find artists who can sit in both worlds, like being in that middle bit of the Venn diagram. And then I also really like Axe, kind of that came out maybe 4 or 5 years ago from like that PC music scene, Cutie and Sophie, and people who have kind of picked up on that and run with it, like Igloo Ghost. Like they're just pushing things to the extreme
to a point where it's just like different, in like a different way from it being different.
And so essentially, I've since this record's come out, I've been listening to it most days. I listen to it at the gym, or sometimes at work. I think Charlie XCX is a really interesting songwriter in the sense that she can work with she can co-write Iggy Azalea's Fancy or Icona Pop's I Love It, or work with like Carly Rae Jepsen or Myr. But then at the same time she also works with people like Cupcake, Brooke Candy, Mickey Blanco, AJ Cook, John Carpenter.
Oh, okay.
Last time she was here, I filmed an interview with her when I was working on Music 101 at RNZ, and she was like, it was just like, what? Yeah, how do you fit in? and I feel like with Pop 2, it's starting to like really click. I saw her play at the Power Station, and it was still. She was still playing these songs that were like guitar based, or like it was still just kind of just wasn't quite there. Yep. It was heaps of fun, but wasn't quite there. But then
when this came out,
I was like, "You're sick, done."
Yeah, sorted.
This is like you're always looking for things to like blow you away, and this was one where I was like, "Whew!"
How did you pick this track from the rest of the album?
It's so hard.
The features.
This was the first one when I was like skipping through it, just that like kind of stopped me, and it's probably the one that sounds the most like artists like Sophie, tracks like Lemonade and things like that. But other ones, I was thinking, and it's probably the most like one of the more BFM friendly ones as well.
I get that
because I think it's really good. And I listen to it heaps. And it's coming out on vinyl as well. It's coming out on clear vinyl,
which is going to be awesome.
I saw that, like, called up the distributor, was like, I need copies.
Tell as me many as you can give me. Well, let's give it a listen. Unlock it. Lock it.
Beautiful.
Roller coaster ride in the fast lane. Got the roof down, kiss me hard in the rain. You got the candy colored eyes, pink and gold chain. Million dollar babe, rip it up like I'm propane. You're on my mind, I'm feeling kinda nervous, but I like it. Take my t-shirt off and do it right. You're on my mind, feeling like an astronaut, watching the world all alone, just you and I. Roller
This next one is one that you've or that you've loved a lot. You've talked to me quite a bit about it. I've heard so much about Brian Eno. Since I met you.
Yeah, and it's only a recent discovery. Obviously you hear his name chucked around quite a bit because he's got quite a work ethic. But when you start a band, generally what you end up doing is like working on a few covers so you can kind of just see if it works.
Yeah,
there's no pressure to be like, and then we wrote the greatest song of all time, you know, like
straight away.
It's just like we're just working out sonically how it all fit, and so Grant, the singer and guitarist and seer, he'd done a few demos and we'd talked about starting a band, and one of those demos was a Roxy Music cover that Eno had a hand in writing. Mm-hmm. And then so that kind of just started, and it's a great song. It's really weird and talk about like latex and mechanical beings and
all kinds of stuff.
That's up my alley. Cool. Mm. And so I knew that he had done ambient work but had never really listened to it. And then I don't know, just decided to listen to Discrete Music one day, which is what you can hear playing now. And yeah, I was like, cool, I'm in. I'm 100% in. And then for the next 6 to 12 months, the majority of last year, I'd come into work, make a coffee. I'd walk down the stairs into the basement where I do a lot of work and put this on, start everything up, and just like this would be my morning routine. Mm. But then like
ease into the day.
Yeah. But I mean, not only did listening to discrete music open me up to his other ambient works, it also opened me up to listening to people like Pauline Anna Strom, Catlin Aurelia Smith, Mary Lattimore. It taught me like it's okay to lean into a song lengthwise. Like this track is 30 minutes, which is long in comparison to lots of other stuff. But you know, his album that he did at the start of the year that he released on January 1st is a 60 minute track.
Yeah.
Sia, we have songs that are somewhere between 12 and 20 minutes. Like, lean into it. It's like
nothing wrong with a long song.
Yeah, and your attention span drops in and out at various points. It's interesting to think about why things change due to duration. Does it give it more weight because it's so long? Does it not? Like,
is it going to put people off?
It's like it might put some people off, and that's totally fine.
Yeah.
And the fact that like his work ethic is so hard. He's got so many ambient albums. He's collaborated.
So many releases, right?
Like even this year, there's the David Byrne record that he helped produce. There's that Tom Rogerson record that he collabed with, and that wasn't a simple thing of like, oh, you've got a song, yeah, I'll make some ambient noises, like let's go. Like it was, let's just mush them together and it'll be cool. Like they drilled into it. There's a My Bloody Valentine, Kevin Shields from My Bloody Valentine. There's a collab between Eno and him coming up for Record Store Day.
Busy man.
Also, it also taught me that like music doesn't have to be this epiphany. You're not like walking down the road and you're like, I've just come up with the best like of song. Mwah! Like
sorted.
It's all done. It's all it's right there. Or like I've come up with the best lyric. No, it's like this was made. This song specifically was made with an experiment and about like algorithms, tape delay. If you start one thing here and let it loop, and then start another loop at a certain time, and just like how they interact.
Yeah.
It was like a weird science experiment. It's not this, you're like, I've woken up from a dream where I heard the song and I've written it down. Like, you can be more scientific. There's different ways.
Because he's known for that, right? There's stories about the way he writes differently to your average songwriter.
It's just, and it's not like he's like the best. It's just like he's just exploring different ways, and I really appreciate that. And so I put this on, and I'm just like instantly comfortable. I'm like done.
Like you said, it's a very nice way to ease into the day. Like, morning music.
Yeah,
but it doesn't have to be
cleaning music, lifting weights music. It's just like it's just there, and it's just churning. And if you want to listen to all the different bits, you can, or you cannot.
You can have it on for as long as you like, or as little as you like.
Pretty much. I'm like 100% a convert. I named my cat after Brian Eno. I love it.
Diehard fan.
Yeah, it's become one of my musical obsessions as I've gotten older.
Yeah. So you got a few things coming up.
Oh, yeah. Do you want me to rattle them off?
Well, I can help.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Tomorrow night, on the Freak.
Tomorrow night, we've got the second Out on the Freak, which is where we take essentially Freak the Sheep and plonk it down somewhere that isn't the studio. So
head out of town.
Yeah. So tomorrow we're going to the Vic. I'm going to be DJing there from 6 o'clock. And then later in the night, The Protection, who are a fairly new group, and Anthony Tonin will be performing. Anthony's performing solo. And so that's, between 6 and 10 p.m. Totally free. Kids can come along if they're accompanied by an adult. And that's put on with thanks to NZ On Air Music and Rudy's, really great local brewing company. So that's super exciting. And then later in the week, on Friday, the band I play in Sia, we haven't played in a while. It's been about 5 or 6 months. It's
been a while.
We recorded an album late last year, and some of us like got what's the word?
Burned out.
No. Our lives got busy.
Yeah.
Some people got promotions in their jobs. Some people started studying again for the first time. Some people got new jobs.
Same kind of thing. Life gets in the way.
Yeah. And so we haven't played in a while. So I thought we were... Well, I had planned on doing New Zealand Psych Fest this year, but I've decided to keep it a biannual event. And so I had a couple of dates booked at the Wine Cellar. Thought we'd play 2 shows. So on Friday night, we'll be at the Wine Cellar, and our really good friends Babyface and Soccer Practice will be performing. It's $10. And then Saturday night, we'll also be at the Wine Cellar with Dateless, who are a band made up of members from like Markdown, Two Wolves, Crawler. They're a really fun new band. So Dateless and Unsanitary Napkin from Wellington
are coming. It's like you're playing with all your friends, Zach.
Yeah, it is. It's, I mean, why? You gotta have fun. You gotta perform with people who you like and want to see. And so, we're doing that this weekend.
Why did you choose 2 shows instead of just 1?
Because I had 2 dates booked.
Yeah.
but it's also a really good chance to explore the different communities. Hopefully, we sit in one a bit more. One a bit more punk, and one a bit more I don't know,
whatever,
yeah, a bit more beat orientated. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, should be good.
Yeah, $10 each night. Aside from us, they're gonna sound very different on each night, actually, and we're gonna play different sets. We've got some lighter songs, we've got some heavier songs.
So just go with the flow,
pretty much.
Awesome. And those are this week.
Yeah, Friday, Saturday, this week.
Tickets from Under the Radar.
Yes, we've got some pre-sales available if you want to be organised. Otherwise, it's $10 on the door as well.
Cool beans. Thanks for coming up.
Thank you, Hunter.
We'll let this play for a couple more minutes. Hey. We're not going to play the full half hour.
Go on.
That was My Morning Mixtape on 95 BFM.